And on this edition of El Paso Primetime, it's my pleasure to welcome back from the El Paso Playhouse, Yuri Salcedo. Yuri, welcome back to El Paso Playhouse.
Hi. Yeah, hello. From El Paso Playhouse.
There's so many great things that are happening at the Playhouse. Let's talk about the current production and all of the wonderful things that you need to talk about, because there's outreach that we need to talk about that our community can help you with.
Yes, and thank you so much for providing this space for us. Beginning on February 19th, we open a little show called A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen, which is a literary masterpiece that many schools teach. And not just that, it's also feminist theory, self-identity, self-awareness. It's up there with Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
So we are happily introducing this. We're bringing this back to the Playhouse. And that said, we are reaching out to our local community with our students and our schools to bring over your students so you could see that beautiful piece of art on stage with live actors. It's being done modern in the 2016 era, because as everybody knows the ending, it's a little shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But what best way to add this commentary to our daily life and our daily society than to place it where we live, the time period we are, and ask the same questions we've always asked. Is it right for her to make that decision that she makes? Is it, do we go through the same thing? And I don't know if I should give everything away, even though we know the classic, but it's a piece dealing with a marriage, perfect fairy tale marriage, and it slowly starts to crumble as the wife, Nora, realizes that not everything is perfect. And when she starts to question the controlling manner of her husband, the controlling manner of society, and she realizes that she's been living in this cage, when she finally says, you know what, I am done. I realize that our marriage is nothing. It's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to live out for myself. I need to figure out who I am. And one of the best lines that I love from the show is he tells her, you know, Torvald, her husband, says, why do you expect me to give up my dignity when that's all I have? And her response to that is, women have done it for thousands of years. And it hits you. And that's what hit me when I read the play. Mm-hmm. And now I'm part of the production. And it was like, yeah, it could be 2016, and we are there.
Sure.
So then it opens up this Pandora box of questions. Is she in the right? What does that mean for me as an individual? She's walking away from her family. She's walking away from her children. So I could go on because it's a beautiful piece. And so we are bringing it up to our community and saying, come on down, let's talk about this. And we want students to come. We want adults to come. But mainly reaching out to the schools and bringing this piece into this time and making a discussion of it. And that as well, I will say that we're working with a charity. We're working with an organization called Centro de Mujeres de la Esperanza. Works to empower women. And it goes around with the theme of the show. And that's going to be we're going to have a specific charity night for them before us before we open up to the run. So, any other questions, Dennis, before I talk my head off?
No, it's a necessary thing that we need to talk about. Number one, A Doll's House has always been at the top of my list because it reminds me of now I'm drawing a blank, but Liv Ullmann was in a motion picture, Scenes from a Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was loosely based on something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Ingmar Bergman.
Oh, okay. Just a little known name.
Yeah. Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from a Marriage is loosely based upon this particular play. But it's stretched out over a 3-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was he took a study and made it into this huge film with Liv Ullmann. But what he was doing, actually, was he was also using as an autobiographical piece in order to give him catharsis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you take all of those things And then you bring it back to what you do at the El Paso Playhouse with this. And to me, this community deserves this kind of thought-provoking drama. Something where when you bring your students to the performance, let them ask questions afterwards, because mm-hmm. there will be tons of questions. And this is an era where, let's face it, women are supposed to have already been empowered 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be.
Supposed to be. We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those thought-provoking dramas that I think everybody should be at.
Yes.
The performance before that, the fundraiser, is also a very important thing for the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people understand, when you empower someone, it doesn't mean that you're giving them superiority. It means that you're giving them equity in order to be able to survive and mm-hmm. be part of the community in a positive way.
Exactly.
So that's why I think the night before the regular season starts up is a good thing.
Yes, and all the proceeds will go to the organization. And they're very excited. We're very excited.
I can tell.
They're our first audience.
So what else do you have planned for the rest of the season? I mean, it's a 52nd year.
52nd year, and soon becoming 53rd. Right soon after Doll's House, we will be opening Charlie's Aunt, which is a comedy, moving away from a drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful comedy dealing with a man dressed in a woman's clothing to help star-crossed lovers get what they want. And then after that, we have, it's Romeo and Juliet, and it's a special LGBTQ version. It's going to be adapted to the situations of today and in for that community, for our community. So we're very excited. And then we close our season and we open up a new one in a couple of months.
Wow. It never ends, and that's a good thing.
Praise theater gods.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, you know, being part of It's a Wonderful Life gave me such a different perspective of what goes on behind the scenes in community theater. I think for our audience who still has yet to go to a show, you really owe it to yourselves to go to a show. Immerse yourself in a night away from the motion picture. The scene and the vibe and definitely the audio, the sound of the actual actors on that stage is completely different than what you get in Dolby's Surround 5.1.
Yes, and cheaper.
Yeah.
Inexpensive, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Well, either way. I mean, you know, let's hit everybody in the pocketbook where I'd like to.
Well, yeah.
It is. It's a very inexpensive evening, but it's an evening well worth it.
Exactly. We put our hearts and souls into it, and all we want is for you all to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And go home thinking about something new and inspired, we hope.
The inspiration part, I think, is the thing that always happens with most people who attend a live event, you know, whether it's live music, in this case, live theater. It's thought-provoking, and it's something that's necessary for us to really, as humans, really be able to communicate to one another afterwards. I mean, being part of the ensemble gave me such a new look on life, seriously. You think differently after you've been up on that stage, and you realize that the blood, sweat, and tears that went on going into the performances were more than well worth it when someone says, hey, good job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you get to meet the audience afterwards. That's a pretty neat thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like in radio. In radio, you sometimes meet them, but you don't meet everybody. But on that stage and away from it, it's all good.
Yeah. It's a wonderful gift to be able to be part of that. And we welcome our community to come back and join us for this wonderful experience, because I promise you, you will leave different.
Mm-hmm.
It will change you.
So let's talk about the dates again for A Doll's House.
It's February 19th through March the 12th, Friday through Saturday at 8 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2.
Okay. And for the benefit?
The benefit is going to be at 8 on Thursday.
Thursday, the 18th.
The 18th, yes. And if you're interested in supporting Centro de Mujeres de la Esperanza, please get in touch with us and we will send you a ticket. We would appreciate your donation for a ticket.
There you go. It's all good. We've kind of hit the wall on time for time, but mi casa su casa, as you always know.
Oh, thank you.
So when we come around to Charlie's Aunt, we certainly need to talk about that.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, and then to Romeo and Juliet after that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I like the
LGBTQI twist to that kind of a thing.
We're very, very excited about this. Well, you know what? We've been in the community for 52 years. And the one thing that we stress and we work so hard is that we're there because of our community. And we are a reflection of who in our community is. So all these different types of shows, versions, adaptations, they're all stories that need to be heard and said and told. So we are happy and obliged to bring it to our community.
Yay.
Oh, so come on down.
Very nice. Eurydice, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
Mi casa su casa, we'll do this again. And thank you for listening to this edition of El Paso Primetime.